Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our morning. Rosh Shichli, the schus for Fuas, Chai Ofeget Fege, Bas Michal Yudis Basia, Pesach Shacholi Yisrael, Moshe Ben Peshtin Raisel, Moshe Mordechai, and Rus Victoria Bastila Ravida, Pesach Shacholi Yisrael, Recently, there's been a tremendous amount of talk in the world about our world, in the Jewish world, about abuse, sexual abuse, Rahmana Vitzlan. And unfortunately, it goes on to the blogs and the comments and the news sites, and it's just brought down to the lowest possible level. And our job as Torah Jews is to understand the Torah perspective and perfect the world al pi dvar Hashem. And of course we know that the guiding principle of the Torah is Derechei Darchei Noam V'chol Nesivosei HaShalom. Anybody who's acting in ways that aren't Noam aren't Shalom, that's not the ways of the Torah in general. And even when we're acting not in ways of Shalom, but that's ultimately to bring to Shalom, we want to perfect the world, we don't want anyone to suffer. So we do everything we can to prevent other people from suffering. And of course the Torah has a very strict and severe system of punishment for those who stray and cause other people pain, whether it's a bodily punishment or whether it's financial obligations that are incurred when causing damage to others. But the world is not Hefker, Chas V'Shalom. In the Yeshua and Torah Journal, which is one of the top of the Torah journals, really amazing, every twice a year, Elul and Nisan, they come out with a new, it's Elul and Nisan, they come out with a new edition of the Yeshua, and it's usually 600-700 pages of quality articles in halacha and gemara and history and mechkar. Very fascinating, edited by Rabbi Gottesman of the Upper West Side of Manhattan. I happen to be an Upper West Sider, so at least originally. So Rabbi Gottesman wrote a letter to various people, and he gathered different articles about informing the authorities about abuse and giving over names to the police when someone is acting chas v'shalom in an abusive way. Is it mutter or not mutter? We know that in halacha, the idea of a moiser, somebody who gives a chew over to the goyim, is a very, very severe aveira. In general, right? It's a very serious, serious aveir, an egregious sin. To give over a Jew or to give over a Jew's money. But obviously, it doesn't always apply. But it's usher. Sometimes it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah and a chiyuv. And we have to know when, what, wu, wa. When we do give over the person, when we do tell the authorities, when we are moser, we're not moser. So there are a number of amazing articles. He has Rav Moshe top people, Rav Yoshev, Rav Moshe Halberstam, Choshev Adayin, Rav Tzvi Gartner, and there's a letter here to Rav Osher Weiss, that Rav Weiss answers on the 5th of Av in the year Tovshin Samach Dalid. So we're talking about over 17 years ago. Hine kvodi did nafshi v'yakir levavi, Rav Shlomo Gottesman shlita. Rav Shalom ad b'li areach. So Rav Asher is always very very warm in his personal encounters and his letters. So he writes, Hine nasati alibi la'ayin b'may d'shol, come on, you asked, and I looked into it, what to do with this very painful question, that somebody there, it's proof, there are proofs against him, that he is being abusive towards children in a sexual way. Chas v'shalom. Is it mutter to give him over to the authorities? We cannot punish the sinners on our own. So this is the way to stop him. So this question is going to be broken up into three different issues. Number one, bedinei rayos. Usually we don't have edus ksheira for these sins. We don't have two edim, right? He said, yeah, we watched him as he sexually abused this child. Chas v'shalom. Should never happen, but that two people should be watching it as it happens is an incredibly rare phenomenon, right? Usually when a man is doing it, he is doing it in secret. So we have a problem with dinei rayos. We've no edim, and these children who are the victims are papsulim le'edus. Number two, bedinei onshim. Kalo ein onesh mugdar b'torah al mi shenogea be'ivarav shel katan. Punishments. There's no defined punishment in the Torah to somebody who inappropriately touches a child. And the jail sentence that we see today, we don't find in the Torah that for doing such an act, he will go to jail. So that's question number two. Dinei rayos is number one. Dinei onshim is number two. And number three, we have the Isser Mesira, where it says, Ein lo chelik olam habachosh in mishpat shen pecha sif tes. And then it's going to go to the secular courts, and it's usher to go in front of the secular courts, chosh in mishpat sim and chaf hei. So it all begins, and this is where a lot of the discussion begins, and a lot of the those who talk about this issue, in a gemara in Bava Metzia and daf pei gimel amud beis. Relates a story. Rebbe Lazar, the son of Reb Shimon, found a certain officer whose responsibility was to arrest thieves. He said to the officer, how are you able to arrest them? Aren't they likened to beasts? As it says, you make darkness and it is night, in which all the beasts of the forest creep forth. There are those who say that he said to him, a proof from this verse, he lies in wait in a secret place as a lion in his lair. The idea is that they're very devious. Amar le hechi yachot lehu, lav ki chiyusa misili. Are they not like chayas to receive their muskol chaseyar? Yigadar mi haikro dar ma yerv mistar ka'ariye v'suko, so how do you grab them? Dilma shakat tzadiki v'shavak t'rishoy. Rishi, maybe you're apprehending the righteous and you're leaving the wicked alone. Amar le. The officer said to him, what should I do? It is the king's edict that I must arrest thieves, and I am performing my job to the best of my ability. Come and I will instruct you how you should do it. At the fourth hour of the day, enter the tavern. When you see someone drinking wine, holding his cup in his hand and dozing, inquire about his background. If he's a Torah scholar and is dozing, assume he rose early in the morning for his studies. If he's a daytime laborer, Paulu. Assume that he rose early and performed his work. And if his work is at night and no one heard him working as possible, that is because he draws copper wires, which is a form of labor that doesn't produce noise. And if he is none of these, he's a thief and you should arrest him. You can assume he was awake the previous night because he was stealing, and that's why now he's dozing off. Ishtama milsa bei malka omru krayna digina seyav lavi parvanka. The matter of the advice of Rav Elazar, son of Rav Shimon, was heard in the king's palace. The king's minister said, let the reader of the letter be its messenger. Since Rav Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon, offered this advice, he should be the one to implement it. So they brought Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon to the authorities, and he proceeded to arrest thieves. Rav Yishuv ben Karcha sent Rav Elazar, son of Rav Shimon, the following message. You are vinegar, the son of wine. In other words, you're a Russian compared to your father, Rav Shimon. That's what Rav Yishuv ben Karcha said to him. Until when will you inform the nation of our God to be sent to execution by the Gentile king's court? So Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon answered, I am merely eradicating thorns from the vineyard, are moving wicked from the Jewish people. Reb Shimon sent back, let the owner of the vineyard, i.e. God, come and eradicate his own thorns. Now your place to do this. The Gemara relates, one day a certain laundryman met Rav Elazar Reb Shimon, he called him vinegar, the son of wine. Rav Shimon said, for the fact that this man acted so insolently, one can conclude that he's a wicked person. He told the authorities to arrest the man. They arrested him. They condemned him to death. After his anger abated, he went after the laundryman in order to ransom him. he was unable to do so, and he says that Shomer people Lashon, Tzorah B'Tzorah Nafsho, if you keep, you guard your tongue, you save yourself from trouble. So had the laundryman not issued his derogatory comment, he would have been spared his fate. Ultimately, they hanged the laundryman. Rav Shimon stood beneath the gallows and wept. And those who were present said, "Our teacher, let it not be bad in your eyes." He was a Rasha. He and his son, Shubano Balu Bar Menaga Mawasa B'Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, they had Bia with a betrothed lattice. He placed his hands upon his belly over his innards and said, "Rejoice, my innards, rejoice. If your mere suspicions are so accurate, then you're certain these must be correct. I am assured about you, my innards, that no rima soleh is going to rule over you." Nevertheless, his mind wasn't calmed, so he decided to test himself. He arranged for people to give him a sedative to drink, and they brought him to a house of marble where surgeries were performed, and cut open his belly. They removed baskets upon baskets of fat from it. Placed them in the hot sun in the summer months of Tammuz and Av, and the fat did not putrefy. In this manner, Rav Shimon Elazar received proof that his decisions were correct, and that he was a holy, righteous individual. So, he gave himself a bracha, She'ein rima v'toleh sholet ezbachem, and then he put himself to sleep. Sama deshinsa, they gave him the sedative to drink. They brought him to this house of marble where they did surgeries. They opened up his stomach, they took out fat, put it in the sun, and it didn't putrefy, so he saw that he was right. So we have machlekes here between Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha. Adkan, should you report to the authorities or not report to the authorities? So who does the halacha? So Rav Shimon realizes, Rav Shimon says you should. Rav Shimon Karcha says you shouldn't. So who does the halacha follow? So from the Rashba you see in his tshuvis, in Chayla Gimel Simon Shin Sadi Dalid, that the Iker is like Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon. He says that people who are appointed by the Tzibur, they can judge the Ovrei Avera, even with Eidim Psulim, if they believe these Eidim Psulim, and they can also punish them with jail. And this is the Lashon of the Rashba and his Tshuva. Rav Shimon ben Aderes, Migdoile Gdoile Arishonim, Umipivanu Chaim, Amadi Akol Tanis Akutris Zebrani Shimaidim Neamonim Etzela Borurim, Aborim Borurim, Rashayim and Likness Kasmam Noinish Guf. They can give a monetary penalty if they believe these people, they can give a bodily punishment if the people that who are giving testimony are believed. Haguk Vimash Yerulam Zemikum Oilam, that's the way the world exists, that we have to get stop the bad guys. You're a chiddush from the Rashba. It's not a conservative rabbi talking. It's the Rashba. And the Rashba says, if you just follow Torah law, strictly speaking, then the world's going to be destroyed because everybody's just going to find a way around it. Edom Hasra, he has to be Makabal Hasra. He has to say, yes, I know that if I do this and this, I'm going to get this and this punishment. And there are two kosher Edom, and he does it within 3 seconds of saying it. How often is that going to happen? And it says already, showing the Gemara, Lo Charvi Yerushalayim Elishem Midu Dineim Al Din Torah. And certainly in Chutz La'aretz, you're not done in Dinei Knasos. You don't judge, you don't give penalties, monetary penalties in Chutz La'aretz. You can't just, Yerushalayim was destroyed because they followed the strict letter of the law. You're not allowed to follow the strict letter of the law. You have to go beyond the strict letter of the law. The Torah is the basis. The Torah is the bottom floor. But you have to see in each generation what's necessary in order that the world, the society doesn't turn into the Wild West. The world's going to be destroyed by all these light-headed people. Shimon ben Shetach, it says there he hanged 80 women in Ashkelon. I was in Ashkelon. I didn't see these women. And 80 women in one day. So it wasn't in the strict letter of the law. But he did it anyway, because to make a siyag l'Torah. for these witches. Harei lanu midivrei harashba that mishum tikuno shel oilam, the tzibur has a reshus to appoint people to judge avrayonim, even without eidim ksheirim, just based on people that they believe. And they have reshus to give punishments. That's why they have an Eretz Yisrael. They have something called Forum HaTakana, which is a group of men and women, rabbonim and rabbonios, who receive complaints of sexual abuse. And they investigate, and if the person is found out to be guilty, then they take measures, whatever it be, publicize it, whatever they can do to stop him. And here we have a source for that. And now we have the tshuva of the Tashbits. Rav Shimon ben Tzemach Duran, Hayam Migdoilei Rabbonei Algeria. So he writes in Chelek Gimel Simon Kuf Samaches, Shelas Ruvein hava saginor, vayir Ruvein a saginor, k'tzas margolios tfurin bibigodoi, v'shimon oye mischabi rimoi biderech, v'yoshan etzel k'bishbich rargolios lo matzan, hu choyshed bi. Ki shimon gnovon, lo, ime yoy shimon roya ma alolim g'shavoy Ruvein kofar. Ma'u adin b'zis, you have shimon, Ruvein is blind, shimon, and Ruvein has some jewels sewn into his garment. Shimon is his, sleeps with him, and Shimon is also a ganef, and he's an oisvach, and he suspects Shimon. And of course, Shimon denies it, kiderech ha-criminals. So what do? Yaduk yagone ben ogone beidim v'yibano ladin al piyedim k'yotze b'zeh takol asmidas adin v'arashus nesun b'yad kol dain b'chol dor v'dor ligdor gdorim b'zeh k'mo shenagu ha-goinim zal b'dine knosos v'af midin ha-talmud. He says, listen, if we only follow the Eidim, it'll be a terrible takala for Midas Hadin. It'll be a terrible, there'll be no judgment in the world. So a Dayan can do whatever he wants to stop people. And therefore, Makin Va'onshin Shalom and Hadin, even though according to the strict punishment level, a strict letter of the law, you're not getting punished, you still have to punish people in order to stop the sinners. Kol shein lahatzil ashuk miyad oshko. V'nelav miyad ovo, to save the oppressed. U'matzano b'talmud, shadi amasla kofu l'odem echor ad shahodu b'gneva. Perek bov me'elu mitzias, marzutra chasidah ginev lay katsi de kasbo, mishvizei chazi alu bar be'rav, demashi yodeh v'gonu v'glima de chavrei. Omar haidu lo yichpas lehem, amoni chavrei kafsei v'oidei. So you see in the Gemara, they tied someone up. Because Rav Marzutra, suspecting of being a thief, because there was a silver goblet, a cup that was stolen, and he saw this guy is using someone else's towel without permission. He's a god of the cup. Save all, they tied him up and they made him admit it. You know what you should do to this guy? You should tell him, if you don't behave yourself, Mr. Shimon, if you don't admit, and it's going to be very, very unpleasant for you.
And so it says in the Sefer HaChoshen, in the name of Tshuvas HaRosh, and I already put someone in jail. And it was Nikarim Divrei Emes that he was the thief. And nobody stopped me. In the end, Hitavka was the thief. And everybody praised me for this. So you see, I'll call upon him that the Beis Din can take the law into their own hands. And if there's no strict halacha about what to do for these people, So I don't want to sound insensitive, but you know, you knock them upside the head, or you do whatever you have to do to stop them. Whatever you have to do to stop them, you do. Obviously, not more. You don't shoot them in the head. You don't have to burn their house down. But whatever you have to do to stop them, you stop them. So that's as far as the Beis Din is concerned. However, what about giving them over to the Goyim, giving them over to the Chilonim, who don't feel at all bound by Torah law? So, Misoiv Divrei HaRashba Yesh Lilmoid Heter Gam Bazeh, because the Rashba adds, they gave some macabre punishments for people who weren't behaving themselves, even though that's not Dinei Torah, but Letzarech Hashav, for the time, if it's necessary, it's necessary. Even if it means using a physical force against people that's going to cause them permanent damage, one is still allowed to do it if that is the only way to stop them. And therefore, it's clear that this is Tzarech Hashav, and the only way to stop them is by reporting them to the authorities. So it seemed from the Rashba that you are allowed to report them to the authorities. And that's what we find Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon. He says, Hormina de Malka. He says that I was given rishus from the government. So yeah, the government gets involved. And the government gave him rishus, and you give the government rishus. Whatever you can do to stop these rishayim, these beasts. This is the Beis Yosef in Shin Pei Ches. Tofas Ganvi Borbeni Demalk of Onishlu. Chen Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosi, Shem Pei Dalet. Rafagav Domle Rabbi Yishu Ben Karcha Chomitz Ben Yayin. So he was chopping people and giving them over to the government, punishing them. And Rabbi Yishu Ben Karcha said Chomitz Ben Yayin. He was critical of him. And Rebbe Eliyahu was critical of Shimon Rebbe Yossi there in Peidalin above Mitzia. Nevertheless, Lo Nashvil Hu Ketoyim, says the Beis Yosef. Gemurim Medina Frosh Mal Shemachmas Chasidusam Ayelam Li Mona Milanush Mashalochi of the Torah. Zeshkochom, it's Ben Yain. It's because of their Chasidus, they shouldn't have gone beyond what the Torah says. And that's Chom, it's Ben Yain. You're not like your father, but not that you're a Toa Gamor. So they shouldn't have done it. Let somebody else do it. The Maisa, the Beis Yosef Paskins, like Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon, we can say Kedayu Reb Shimon l'smoichel of b'shas hadchak, like the Gemara says, you can be samech on Reb Shimon b'shas hadchak, and so too Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon, his son, you can be samech on b'shas hadchak. What is a shas hadchak? When Rachmana Litzlan, people are feeling dchak, where people are. Where people are suffering, where people are being taken advantage of. Otherwise, what's going to be with our society? And that's also the story weiter with Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, and Eliyahu says, all right, he should have run away rather than accept this position. Also, we have to remember, I think it's important to remember, but back then, we're not dealing with the government today. Today, there's laws, and in America, there's a constitution, and there are checks and balances, and there's the Senate, and there's the Congress, and there's the court system, and there are very organized laws, and everything is out in the open today, and you can read the protocol online, and there's a jury, and it's not just like we live in a civil society. And therefore, when someone is causing harm, everybody understands that everybody has the Jewish ethic today, that they got from us at Har Sinai, that we shouldn't live in a wild society, that you can't just, everybody killing each other and then the survival of the fittest. There has to be justice, there has to be emes, there has to be mishpat, there has to be shalom. So many of the values of modern Western society, of modern Western culture, are taken from the Torah. Among those are having courts, and that people shouldn't suffer, and we should save those who are suffering. And the fact that somebody is weaker, the fact that somebody may be black or a physically crippled doesn't mean that we are allowed to discriminate against that person. Or somebody is from a different country, somebody doesn't speak the language, or somebody is very old, or somebody is very young. Everybody understands today we have equality of all men in the sense that we don't discriminate. If Reuven kills Shimon, we don't care who Reuven is, and we don't care who Shimon is. Reuven has no right to kill Shimon. And a Jew has no right to kill a Goy, and a Goy has no right to kill a Jew. And there has to be justice in the world. So today we go to the authorities. They're not going to judge necessarily Al-Pi Dinei Torah. They're definitely not going to judge Al-Pi Dinei Torah. But they're going to stop this evil man. And that's part of what the Gemara says, that sometimes you have to do Shalom and Adin in order they should be justice. Because no, all these sexual predators, all these evil people, they're not doing it with Edom and Hasra. No, they're not. So what? How else are you going to stop them? There's so many people whose lives are destroyed forever. They kill them. They call it today in Hebrew, the Tzoach HaTan Neshama, people say who are abused. He killed my soul forever, forever. You never fully get over this. They suffer their whole lives. So we have to stop them somehow. And that's the idea. That's the idea of a king, right? There's sometimes this dinim of a melech, that a melech doesn't have to follow the strict letter of the law. And you see in the Gemara that Beis Din is onesh ma'anish mishalom ben adin. Writes, you know what the Panam and Panamiris says? Listen, if a guy is stealing, you can beat him up. If he's chashid of stealing, if you have reason to believe that he's a thief, you can beat him up. Just don't give him over to the government because they are going to kill him. That's why. Otherwise, it's mashma. You could give him over. And abusing little children is much worse than stealing, that we all know. And anyone would rather have $100 stolen from him, or $1,000, or really any amount, than chas v'shalom to be sexually abused. And today, lemaisa, they don't kill such people. You don't even have to worry they're going to take his life. They don't take his life. They leave him alive. V'ayein koivetz tshuvis lehagoyin Rav Yosef Shalom el Yoshiv. When you're talking Rav Yoshev, you're talking to Posek Ador. He said you can tell the police about somebody who is stealing from the shul's pushka. And the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Tes Simen Simen Tes Oizbeis is Merames to this. When he's not just stealing from pushkas. And what about Moiser? What about Moiser? The Rambam is very machmir on Moiser. It says in the Gemara in Lo Chelek Lo Ilam Haba. Rambam writes, 9-8-9. So you're not allowed to give somebody over to the Goyim. Even if he's a Rosh, even if he's a Baal Averus. Okay, so don't give anyone over. Let anybody do whatever they need to do. Whatever they want to do, whatever they feel like doing. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. The Rambam writes in Halacha Yud Aleph. V'chein kol ha-meitzel le-tzibur ha-metzaro yisam mutter le-moitzer b'yad goyim la-akoysoy ula asroy ula konso ha-vod meitzar yachar asol ha-mosro. So if somebody causes tzar to the tzibur, so you're allowed to give him over to the Goyim to be hit, to be put in jail, to be penalized, but not mipnei tzara yachid. V'cham b'shulchan aruch motzim anu v'setzim chor b'sav v'na mesir. We also find in shulchan aruch he's machmir in mesira. So if someone's mazik es harabim, you're definitely allowed to give him over to the goyim. The shach writes in sifkat memhei, sifkat in sifkat samach. The misha rogi lahakois, somebody who is a violent person, you're allowed to give him over to the Goyim in order that he should stop. So here also, these people who are harming innocent children, and these people are all mazik, the tzibur, anybody is a potential victim.
V'harei yadua mipi kol ha-mumchim l'dover, she ha-choyte
בעין הרזה דרכו לחזור על מייסוף ככלב השוב על קיוי, והפגיע בילודים ילפעמים נוירועת שכל ימיהם נויסים איתם פסועים נפשים, שלאוילם לא יגלידו. So if you're allowed to give over somebody who is accustomed to hitting others, certainly to sexual offenders who cause such harm that very often, if not always, the victims carry the pain for the rest of their lives. And there is a tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Ches, Siman Kuf Mem Ches, about people who don't keep traffic laws. So you're allowed to give them over to the police. So the only heter one has, according to the Rambam, not to give over to the police is if it's Tzar Yochid. But even if it's Tzar Yochid, the Beis Din is still allowed to get involved. Our people are allowed to get involved. You were talking about Mesira, because Mesira is one loses Chelek in Olam Haba. But if it's not Mesira, you can do whatever you want. You have to stop the person. But if it's as far as Mesira, anybody who's endangering the public, who's endangers others. And again, it doesn't have to be people keep writing on the internet, oh, you don't have two proper witnesses. Oh, it's this and that. You know, and you have Rabbanim who receive testimony from person after person after person after person. And there's a video and there's an audio of him saying things where he incriminated himself as being a rotten scoundrel, the person who is so much in the news these days. So, pshita sheba pshita sheba pshita, that we have to do everything we can to stop such people in the future. He already stopped himself. So there is now less evil in the world. The world is a safer place now that he removed himself from the world, which was an avera d'oraisa v'tzicha, and we see in the Arizal and other sources, she'en lo chelek lo lam haba rachmana litzlan. So I'm not here to judge him in the afterworld. That's going to be that's the Beis Din Shel Ma'ala's job. But I'm talking about what we do in this world. That if there's abuse, it has to be reported, and the person has to be stopped if there's reason to believe. And Rav Asher Weiss concludes, Ela shetzarich zehirut yetera levar lelavin atachlis ad mokom shiadenu magaz. But wait a second. Don't destroy somebody's life just because, you know, somebody comes forward and says something, say, oh, I believe you, and then the guy's life is over and his family life is over and his wife divorces him and he loses all of his money and he loses his reputation and you kill him forever. You also have to be careful about that, because hayudvar me'olam, that people lied or they imagined things and they accused the people or others of doing something and the person really didn't do it. And there have been many, numerous cases of suicide, especially today on social media, where people's lives are ruined. You see mamish, that embarrassing somebody is like killing them. You see that these people would rather be dead than be embarrassed. So we have to be very careful before we embarrass somebody. But again, in the present situation that we're talking about now, at the end of the year 2021, that the whole country and the whole Jewish world was talking about, the whole Jewish Israel and the whole Jewish world was talking about. So, so many people came forward. So many people came forward. So could it be that they're all lying? You know, anything could be. Anything could be. But if you have such a strong reason to believe that they're telling the truth, even if you don't have proper edim and proper hasra, it doesn't matter. You have to do anything you can to stop the person. And that's why Rav Gershon Edelstein said right away, when he heard all the accusations, he said, stop printing his column. And the bookstores, some of them removed his books. And no, it wasn't 100%. And then you had Dayanim. And the Dayanim, they interviewed people, two well-known Dayanim, one in Bnei Brak and one in Tzfas, two people who've been Dayanim for many, many years and are respectable people. And they were Gove Diot, and you have all these people coming forward and saying it was me, or I met somebody and it was them. So in such a situation, such people have to be stopped, and they're destroying lives. And people say, oh, maybe it'll happen, that maybe he was really innocent, and all these people, it was all one big, It was a conspiracy. It was all conspiracy. They all want, like he said, oh, it's a conspiracy. Because I defended children, they're upset at me. That's why they want to stop. You know what? Let's say it was a conspiracy. Let's just say it was. Yeah, but for once, one out of a trillion times, it's going to be a conspiracy. And every other time, it's not. When so many people, so many different types of people come forward. So in order to save, in all those other cases, just like Beis Din is Mechayev Misa. Yeah, Beis Din might be wrong when they're Mechayev Misa. But it doesn't matter. Because there has to be din. We're not perfect. And if you have to aid him in Asirah, then based on Al-Pitara, has to be Mechayiv Misa, even though the person might not really be Chayiv Misa, because that's the way law works. Every system of law works. There are people in jail today. We shouldn't be in jail. And it's tragic. Very, very, very tragic. But we still have to have jails for all those people who should be in jail. Yes, so there's going to be a victim of the system on occasion. And yes, there are going to be false witnesses, and there are going to be liars walking around who are, you know, out to have a vendetta against somebody, or vindictive, and they want to take revenge. It's true, but the only way to keep the world civil is when you have every reason to believe that somebody is guilty, you take every means to stop them. So writes Rav Asher. Don't destroy an innocent person's life. People say, oh, there's a din in Beis Din that you have to have the other side present. So first of all, in our case, the other side refused to be present. He refused to come and show his face, which already shows something. If he was so innocent, then maybe if he really was really innocent, they could say, oh, you have no proof. Because if he never did anything, how do they ever have proof, right? You need proof. So but he refused to come. And also, like I said, that in certain circumstances, then you don't have to follow the strict letter of the law. And there's a tshuva like this in the Sholem Eshiv that Rav Eliyahu quoted, that you don't always have to hear the other side in certain circumstances. Yeah, usually you have to have a tzad sheni. Generally, that's the law of a dying. There have to be two tzadim. But in this particular case, if the guy refuses to come forward and present his case, what are you going to do? He says, oh, the other side won't come, so we can't say a word. Ma pitom. And sofo gila atchilaso, that a person who has Yerushimayim and a person who believes in their Ribono Shel Olam believes, if he really was innocent, okay, this Yisurim is coming from Hashem. You believe in Hashem, Yisurim is coming from Hashem. What right do you have to take your own life? Mi samcha, who allowed you to do such a thing? To kill a human being? Doesn't matter which human being you're killing. Hashem put us in this world. He didn't ask us. Was I asked before I came? Hey, Al. So my friends come. Hey, Al. You want to come to this world? No. Al korchach ata chai. Al korchach ata meis. It says in Pirkei Avos. Nobody asked whether I want to be here, and nobody's asking me when I want to go. As long as we're here, we're here. No matter how much suffering we have, there's no heter to kill yourself. Chas Hashem. What a terrible example. What a terrible example for all of the tens of thousands of people who read his books and children who looked up to him. That he should... Even if he was innocent, which I'm about 116% sure that he wasn't, but even if he was, and we're all wrong, but to kill yourself, and on his son's grave, so if it's clear to a Beis Din or Vachel Talmidei Chachamim Shenachay Nevala Nesta B'Yisrael, even if there are no Edim Ksheirim and Mutter L'Masro, you're allowed to give him over to the authorities. We have Reb Shimon, we have the son of Rashbi. We have the Tshuva of the Rashba. We have the Maisa with the Tashbits. We have the Panami Erois. B'kulam lo haya ela umdina. It was an umdina. It wasn't for sure. It was just a raglayim ledavar. But that's enough. V'kasher yizbar lano ein manos u'miflot milishatev pulim ha'shiltonos. Yeah, we don't. Not everybody likes b'shilton ha'koifer menenu ma'aminim, as the Torah Karti says. But it doesn't matter. Yeah, they can stop. They have the police, and they have detectives, and they know how to get somebody in the cellar and torture him. I've read numerous stories about that. When they think somebody is a criminal, they know how to get him to admit. They know how to get the truth out. Are they always right in what they do? Certainly not. But when you're dealing with monsters, so you have to get the authorities involved, and they're gonna do what they feel they have to do. And ideally, you should do it that not everybody knows. And there are people who have sat in jail, who've gotten in big trouble, and nobody knew about it, as long as you distance them from society. You don't want to be cause a chil Hashem. You don't want to destroy his family. You don't want to destroy his kids' shiduchim. But the ikar is, before you worry about the kids' shiduchim and the family's parnasa, you worry about saving all the innocent victims. That's the bottom line. So Rav Weiss signs his letter, B'yikara de'oichaisa, with the Torah, honor of the Torah, u'be'ava rabba, he signs his name. I'll call upon him. This is a very, very important letter, and I'm glad that Rabbi Gottesman was able to reproduce for us. And in this same edition of Yeshurun, again, this is the 15th volume. It's available on the Oitzer HaChochma, and it is also available on Hebrew Books, and it is also available on the bookshelf. So there are three different ways. The bookshelf, that's the Shabbos option. And if it's not Shabbos, then one has the computer option as well. So in a letter of Reb Zalman Nechemya Goldberg, Zecher Tzadik Livroche, he writes, Kvod Yedidi Harav Agon Reb Tzvi Gardner Shlita, Baruch Hashem Adar Aleph Tovshin Samech, a few months before the letter of Reb Weiss, Karosi Hapsokim Migdoile Harabonim, I have read the psak of the great rabbis, Be'inyan She'ilatcha, with regard to your question, Im Mutter Limsor Lemalchus Ve'echot Sheyesh Umdina, if there is in mutter to give over to the authorities somebody who there is reason to believe there is a valid basis to believe that he is sexually abusing and contaminating children, violating children, not contaminating, I think a better word is metame, but it's violating. V'helu shem mutter, and these poskim said that it is permitted. V'hine bivadai shahalacha k'moisam. Of course, the halacha is like them. I just want to give you a few ha'aras in learning. Pilpula doi raisa. So I think we should make this very, very clear that that's the halacha. Chas v'shalom lo yishama oid shoid v'shever ba'aretzenu. We should hear no more pain and suffering that we've already heard so much of. And it is well known that there are a number of scandals that are cooking right now as we speak. Choshuv, quote-unquote, people who are very respected in society, both for their Torah knowledge and other reasons, who are predators, who are sick people. And it's going to come out, and there's going to be another Chilul Hashem, Rachman al-Litzlan, and that should make one rip one's clothing and cry. But that's what's going to happen, and they have to be stopped. Because that's what you have to do to sick people. You have to stop them, and you have to protect the victims. And there has been a lot of terrible Hotsoas Shemra on social media about the Torah Kedosha and about Rabbanim. Oh, Rabbanim are in favor of, they don't want to stop sexual abuse and they always want to hide it. If there are such Rabbanim, then they're doing a very, very big aveira. They're over on an Isser Doi Raisa of Leisam Odal Dam Reyecha. If there are such Rabbanim who want to hide it, who don't want to stop Avrayanim, maybe they don't want to get into Haaretz newspaper. That's another thing. I also don't want things to get to Haaretz newspaper. But that you say about a Rav that he doesn't want to stop sexual abuse and that he's letting it go, if there is such a thing, and there probably are such Rabbanim around, then obviously Ein Das Vein Eitzav Ein Tfuna Neged Hashem B'Mokom Chil Hashem Ein Cholkin Kovid L'Rav. There's no Kovid L'Rav here. That somebody who aids and abets someone who's a child abuser, a child molester, is himself, he's a shutaf l'maisa avera. He's mamish. I don't want to get his gehenim. Doesn't matter how long his frak is or how round his hat is. But that is definitely not the consensus of Rabbanim. And anybody with any amount of rachmanus, that is, where the Jewish people rachmanim, b'nei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, is going to try to stop all of the monsters and all of the evil people. And it should also be noted that Baruch Hashem, in the Torah world, we are much, much cleaner than in the outside world. Not to say there's no abuse. Of course, there's abuse. And of course, there are terrible things that happen. But in the outside world, right, before marriage, nobody goes to the marriage, right? They're not, Nobody could write if they would have a ksubas honestly write at a girl's marriage that had a kala besulta. Yes, before marriage they don't hold of dinei negiya, etc., etc. And after marriage, the amount of gilui arayos there is in this world is just beyond belief. And there are so many problems in the outside world. So for people to point at the Torah world and say, oh, look at you, they expect better from us. Of course we should be better. And of course we're not covering it up in Chas V'Shalom. But it's still much, much better than in our world than it is in the outside world as far as purity in matters of sexuality. And we have Dinei Histaklus. And in the outside world, Kayadua V'Kamaforsim, that people look at as Pritzis and Arayus, Yoma V'Layla. There's endless amounts of websites, whereas in the Torah world in Eretz Israel, it's not acceptable to have open internet. It's not acceptable to have an iPhone or a smartphone. So Chas V'Shalom, you know, nobody looks at anything inappropriate. And any yeshiva bachur from any half-decent yeshiva in Eretz Israel who's caught even holding an iPhone, using an iPhone, is going to be chucked out of the yeshiva because of all of the... Just to look at preachers on the iPhone, that's already, for us, considered a horrible aver. Whereas in the outside world, it's obviously it's a davar pashut. And the nivel peh, obviously, and the way the humor of the outside world, all of these things, we want to stay a trillion miles away. And we want to go back to the principles of the Torah and of Kedusha and of Tara and of Tara's Kedusha Seinayim, and not looking at things we're not supposed to look at and not saying things we're not supposed to say and not reading material that we're not supposed to read. We want to return to that. And obviously, like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon said, Koitzim ani mechalem en akerem, I am removing thorns from the vineyard. These people are thorns and they have to be removed. And we should be zocher mir tashem that they should be removed, hopefully with a minimum of chil Hashem. And we don't want Shem Shemayim to be mischal al chas v'shalom. However, they have to be stopped and they have to be punished. And we have to restore the as much purity as we can. We can't change the outside world, but we can try to change our internal, our Torah world. And we should be zochet to that. And obviously those who are victims deserve all of our love and sympathy and compassion. And we should never forget their pain. And we should be zochet b'karav mamish. We should see that beautiful world where the world is filled with knowledge of God and of purity and of Kedusha and of Tara and of Ava and of Derechei D'Archei Noyam, v'chol nesiv aseh ha-shalom, that we have shalom in the world and shlemus, dveikus b'Hashem and kirva l'Hashem, amen v'amen. And Amir Tashem, hopefully we're not done. This discussion is not done. I'm hoping that we will have other shiurim presenting different angles, obviously, but any angle we present is always going to end in the same place, halacha l'maisa, that these people have to be stopped. But it's important to learn it also from an analytical perspective, to understand the Jewish sources and not descend to the level of the blogs and the websites where, you know, everyone just throws out their random opinion without any source in Torah and Yiddishkeit. And we know that our God is the Torah, and the Torah is the MS and is the Mishpat, and that's what's going to guide us to perfect the world. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you so much for listening.